89.3 2GLF.
Welcome to the Wild West for another week. You're here with Mick, Glenn and Steve.
G'day. Big week.
It's been a massive week. Hey, there's a Trump blimp coming.
There is, yeah.
Well, after a space race, right?
Now, exactly. So the British, because he's going to Britain, you know.
He's
going to the UK.
Is he?
Yeah, like, because they'll love him over there.
Yeah, they love Trump.
He will go down a treat. Like, he's almost as popular as he is in North Korea. No, actually, no, North Korea's more popular.
Because they remind him of their leader.
Yeah. Right, yeah. our dear fat leaders.
Brush overs. They both got brush overs anyway.
Yes, they do, and they're both fat brush overs and megalomaniacs. So, God, what a combination.
Wow, no wonder they get along so well.
But apparently,
they could have got married together. They got.
Oh, never know. Let's not rule it out. Stranger things have happened.
Anything's possible.
Yeah, they're allowed to marry. Same sex in US or in England.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not sure about North Korea, though. Not sure about North Korea.
No.
But nonetheless, there's a crowdfunding campaign for them to make a blimp.
Oh.
For Trump to go over the UK in the Thames while he's there, which I think is quite a nice gesture.
Yeah.
Except it's going to be baby Trump with a nappy on. Naked baby Trump with a nappy.
I don't want to see that.
So it's just making he's like a... He always chucks a nanny fit.
What happens if there's a leak from the back?
Could do.
Then he'll be in quite a situation.
Let's not rule that out. Everything is possible in life.
Peter? Who's Peter?
What?
You said, told me Peter.
No, I did not call you Peter. And anything else on the show today, Steve?
I'm sure there's a lot to cover. The world of sports, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
World Cup action.
Australia.
World Cup shocks.
Go Australia. Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
Who was right about that, just saying?
Everyone in existence, probably.
I was right about that at the start. Everyone was like, oh, they've got a hope.
They could have put that soccer player in from Canberra.
We'll get to that in...
That Canberra soccer player. Yeah.
The real
Socceroo.
Yeah, the Socceroo.
Yeah, okay, we'll talk about it in a minute. And also, too, lots happening in the area, plus we'll have...
Yeah, television and...
Some movies as well.
Much, much more. Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'll keep you guessing. You probably know the answer.
No.
That's fair.
89.3 2GLF.
Welcome back to the program. You're here with Mick, Glenn and Steve. It is time for sport.
Well, what a big week of sport it was. Tuesday night we had this amazingly unpredictable news.
The issue is simple. We had one way and it appeared as though we had a long-term plan and we could have appointed someone just to continue the same way. There's many coaches who can do so. Don't get hung up on the coaches. That's not the point. The point is the approach. And then we threw that out because we had a little bit of difficulty in qualifying, which can happen. And then we took a totally different approach. And we've still gone out, but what is the benefit? Have we learned from this? Have we learned anything that's going to give us a better chance to win next time, to go further, quarterfinal, semifinal, final?
Yep, we'll be the finals next in 4 years' time in Qatar.
No.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a banjo and then a guitar.
Craig Foster whinging about us at the end of the World Cup is almost a predictable cycle. I think I saw something on Twitter this week, which is like, it's a cycle. Now we hope to get in. We think we're going to qualify. We're better than we expect. Then we bomb out.
But
and
we want them to complete
at least
us.
We're not as bad as Germany. We beat Germany. We got out first before they got put out for second.
That's true. We're almost as good as Germany, sadly enough.
Yeah, I was better than them because we got put out first.
Because we've all got a point in the bottom of the group stage. But back to Australia. It was a pretty poor performance on Tuesday night.
It's pretty bad.
They weren't that great. And it was a tough ask anyway. They would have to have scored a lot of goals to get through.
Oh, really?
And they had no chance anyway because the other result went against them. So it was a dead rubber.
It was France and them played together.
Yeah.
So France
lost Denmark,
and Denmark got in.
Which was a surprise.
No, but that was there. It's like England and when England played their other people.
England lost
and they still got in.
I don't think it was a deal.
England got in and they lost.
England did really well, though.
Well, they deliberately... I think they said they're okay about losing.
Yeah.
Because basically they're an easier opponent. Because they don't have to go against Brazil, Argentina and to the finals if they
Denmark
get through.
Denmark has to.
Yeah.
Was it Denmark?
I think they said... I don't think that was the point of what happened to Australia. I just think
Denmark just got
lucky over the French.
Yeah.
Sad news for the Socceroos. They looked like they had some hope,
got
close.
We'll try next time.
Next four years, yes.
We'll win.
They'll get through that cycle one day.
One day we'll go to the quarterfinals or something. That's our only real hope, really, right?
Well, they might have hope in the next 4 years.
The group who beat Australia was their first time they ever won a match.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good for
that.
That
was, yeah, for Peru, it was huge. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that their first one?
Yeah, first one they won in... Which is kind of usual for a South American nation, but they're not as strong as the other Uruguay and Argentina. Right. And
but didn't Argentina get chucked in?
No, they're in. They're in.
They're still in.
They're in.
Thrown out.
No, they were. Looked like they were about to go the way of the dodo, but they did survive through the group stage.
Oh,
just
good stuff.
But they're not looking that competitive, so I don't think they're going to make it through to the final round. I've got a feeling they're playing France tonight.
Oh.
And Uruguay and Portugal are playing in the morning tomorrow, so that will be interesting who wins out of that. But I think the French might kick them out tonight anyway, so you might be right,
Nick. Because they've been playing with their second-grade run players.
Yeah, and the other team's still in. Brazil, Mexico, they're playing this week as well. Belgium and Japan.
Oh, good, Japan.
Belgium's a bit of, I think, a favourite for a lot of people. Spain, Russia.
I was upset when Croatia, Iceland Denmark. Lost.
I was very sad about that.
Yeah.
Sweden and Switzerland.
Oh,
that's going to be a tough match. That's probably the closest match of all these games. And Colombia and England,
because they live pretty close together anyway.
So I don't know. It's Croatia's looking pretty good as well.
Yeah,
you love the European teams.
That's good.
But did you see how many ex-Yugoslavians or Croatians and Serbians are in the Australian team?
Yeah,
there's heaps.
Yeah, because
you've got X. If they got,
I don't think they're former there. I think they might have relatives. I think they're actually born here. A lot of them.
Yeah, but a lot of it's basically
they've got heritage.
Heritage from
because they play football, Mick. That's kind of how it works.
That's what they play over there.
You mean soccer, not football.
Football.
Oh. Soccer.
Yes, yes. But anyway, the biggest shock of the week was this.
But their World Cup is over. They are bottom of the group. They've lost two group games for the first time in history. 2-0 to South Korea. Incredible.
Wow, South Korea. And apparently...
South Korea.
Yavoo.
Pretty sure Angela Merkel really wants North Korea to invade South Korea right now.
But are you sure it wasn't North Korea and South Korea put together playing
in
the Olympics?
It was just South Korea. I think if the North Koreans were added in, I don't think they would have won.
They can't take credit for this one.
No, but that's a bigger shock. Germany humiliated. They are the world champions. Well, they were the world champions. They will not be in a couple of weeks' time. I've got the curse. Once you win the World Cup, you can never win it again. Very hard to win.
That's good, though, because then it'll be boring if the same team wins.
Why? They were like the best team in the world.
South Korea's better.
Apparently.
But that's the first time ever flopping out.
Yeah,
but... Since 1932 or 38.
Wow. Well, good. Time for a change.
And they crashed out, like, badly. Like, they played... Like, watching that game, it was like watching... It's like watching me kick a goal. Impossible.
Yeah, me kicking a goal all day. Socceroo in Canberra.
Yeah.
Scored pretty good.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, so they've had a shocking tournament. That's shocked everyone.
Yeah.
Ever win the World Cup. This is why we should never win the World Cup. So then we've got a chance.
So Australia doing good, technically.
Yeah, because we'll never crash.
We'll never lose it.
Greece won the World Cup when they had the World Cup there, I think.
No, it was the Euros, not the World Cup.
Was it Euros? Was
yeah,
it?
They've never won the World Cup.
No, they've won the Euros. Right.
I'm guessing the Euros. I don't know. We'll have to check that out. But they've not won the World Cup, no.
Why, when did it become the World Cup?
No, there's two competitions, Steve, just to explain it to you. There's a European competition every 2 years. Like, there's an Asian Cup. Like, we won the Asian Cup, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
Because they're the Asian champions.
Oh, really?
As you can tell why Japan is in the group of 16.
Too confusing. Just have one big soccer game at the end of the year.
It's a warm-up.
No, soccer has a lot of different games.
I know. UEFA and all that stuff.
No, they're not even won the... I don't know which one you're talking about. Greece won the 2004 Euros. Yes, you're correct.
Well, there we go, Mick.
Mick's got a good memory. But the Socceroos did do well in Canberra this week.
I mean, off he goes, leaps. He's now on the field. Never commentated a kangaroo race before, but he's got nowhere to go, which is unfortunate for the poor thing.
Seems to be quite convenient timing now that the game's at halftime. Hopefully someone can find a way to get him back outside the field.
Keep the pitch nice and short, heading in towards the penalty area. Anyway, we're going to take a...
he's a good kangaroo.
Yeah, he's a good socceroo.
Good socceroo.
He even got balls thrown at him.
He got a goal in, didn't he, I think, off memory?
No, he's kicked away the goal.
Kicked away the goal. Well, that's like the Socceroos anyway, right?
He's a better Socceroo than anyone.
Yeah. See, they could win the next 4 years with him.
Yeah. Imagine we could have the Socceroos all made out of fresh grey kangaroos or big reds.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
we have the... The
brown ones.
The...
Joeys.
We have the empires. Umpires.
Umpires, yeah.
The koalas. They sit up in the trees and watch.
Yeah.
And the Wombats do the...
can be the opposition, right? Yeah. The Wombats. Okay. That's hilarious, though. Good timing, though, especially since the World Cup's around.
Yeah, exactly. I think he timed it perfectly. He's still rise to fame.
I think it's going to be all over the world, I think. I've seen kangaroos jumping down the main street of Sydney, going on the expressway. I've done seen all this. I think there's kangaroos everywhere.
They've seen animals in Parliament.
Yeah.
Yeah,
occasionally.
Yeah.
All animals in Parliament.
And Azani, too. But the best thing about the World Cup, though, is Azani apparently may be staying in Europe as well.
Oh, really?
The youngster, he's very good.
Yeah.
There's a rumour he will stay. He might leave Melbourne.
He's going to England to see.
He should have played a lot more. He was one of the best players on the field. Mm. Tim Cahill should have played a bit more too, possibly.
He might have been past his time.
No, I don't know. I don't think he was. I think because when he played that last game, that last half hour, his last probably World Cup match he'll ever play, he was a lot better. He was. I think he was because they couldn't score a goal. That's what they needed. And Tim Cahill can score goals.
Did he score the rest of them?
Can't score a goal to save their life.
Oh, really?
They just got to hope for someone to do a handball and then they can get a penalty.
That's sad.
That's our strategy. Get a handball.
Kick it to their hand.
Kick it to their hand.
But why haven't you got a hand? You have a hook.
Well, they've all got hands.
Hook ball then.
In that case. That's
boy
hook. In AFL this week too, the Swans played Thursday night for some bizarre reason. And they lost badly.
What is this? 20 or so, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was bad. 63 to 67.
90-something or something, yeah. Very sad. Like 93 to 60 something, wasn't it?
They're now third place on the ladder.
Oh,
third. So peasant.
What's going on, buddy?
Now, former Swans player Barry Hall's in a bit of trouble, Steve. What did he do?
I heard on some radio show he said some naughty things.
Yes, yeah, about someone's wife and pregnancy and a doctor and, you know, it was a bit vulgar. We don't go into
being
it.
Being American good.
No.
Yeah, it was a bit like that. Not good, though, at all. A lot of people. He was off air pretty much immediately. Triple M sacked him. Wow. And he's gone.
That's a bit excessive, though, sacking someone. I can understand a bad joke.
Bad.
It's bad. It's not.
The comment wasn't particularly looking...
Not favourable at all. No.
But I don't know. Everyone's going to get sacked these days. So.
Yeah, you got to watch what you say, Mick. We let you go.
Oh.
Yeah, we sack you every week.
He's like,
back.
Oh, well. No, but that's sad to hear that. Yeah, getting sacked over.
Do the listeners only listen to Barry Orr? That's why they go to his.
I know. He's just.
That might be.
It depends who else is on the show, though.
When the show goes down about Barry Orr.
I'm sure
they'll
be fine.
They listen to your show because you're on here, right, Mick?
Hmm?
They listen to this show because you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Dragons, though, great news on Thursday night. 20 points to 18 over the Eels, but the Eels aren't particularly great competition.
Oh.
The Sharks over the Warriors, 18-15. And another low-scoring match too, Storm, 1 point over the Roosters.
One?
Yep, 9-8.
That's a boring game.
There's a lot of boring games lately, but they're all down to like the last couple of points. It's getting very... NRL's the competition to be this
year. Finger-biting good.
Yeah. Well, there we go, Mick.
Instead of nail-biting, finger-biting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And the Origin too, what happened there?
Well, as you said last week, the Blues already won, and they did.
But we won again.
You won two games in a week.
What are the chances?
That's good to hear. Finally, the Blues are looking. It's that Brad Fittler young team, isn't it? They've got all these young players. And
well,
it was foreseen because the Blues women won against the Reds before they played. So they won their team.
They didn't want to be upstaged by the women, I think. Yeah. That's the thing.
So the men had to do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, that's good to see that the Blues won.
Hmm. Both sides. Both Blues.
No, I mean just like one in general, because then they lose for like decades, and then and then finally
Wimbledon's coming up.
Yes.
Tomic's bombed out again.
Before they even started.
Yeah, he didn't qualify.
Oh.
Because he's rubbish.
I wanted to say
he's got his Ferrari. It doesn't matter about his Ferrari.
Well, he's got money. That's what matters.
Yeah. Until he
spends it all.
Until he blows it all in Ferraris.
He'll blow it all.
Well, you know. He's a good player, but...
But he's a
just needs his attitude.
Tosser.
Yeah, well,
he's gone. He passed his prime. He did a
past his prime.
He did
like
a Pursis. He did a Philip Pursis.
Oh, did he?
Philip Pursis was a very. He had plenty of talent.
Mm.
Got round partying and stuff. Where I had didn't do everything. Where do you hear of him now? Nothing.
He's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Kokkinakis is coming up.
Yeah.
Mm.
And also too, Kyrgios, there's a little talk about him maybe possibly
he'll go far, I think.
Going far this time around. Yeah. But that's
Well, Mick thinks he's going to win.
He's the first time since 2002 any Australians won a Grand Slam.
Did Hewitt win it last?
Yeah, he was the last guy. 2002 is a long time ago, though. It's been a long drought.
With,
he can do it, I think.
Kyrgios?
Yeah.
If he does, he'll be playing
Federer. They had to go for match point each time.
Yeah.
But Federer's going to win it, though, surely. He's defending champion, top seed.
Curious. If he gets in and Federer's playing him again in grand final, Kyrgios will win.
That would be a good Grand Slam final, I think, Kyrgios and Federer. That'd be pretty good. They're very good together. Yeah, I want to see that, actually.
Steve Smith, by the way, is back playing cricket.
I know, I saw in Canada, right?
Canada.
He's doing really well.
The Canadian League. He dropped a catch, which is a bit awkward. But the Canadians wouldn't have noticed.
No.
They don't know what cricket is.
He did really good.
He got 100, didn't he?
No. He got like 70 something.
61 for the Toronto Nationals. Yeah. It's their first 2020 competition in Canada.
Oh.
They're probably going, what the hell?
I think they enjoyed it, though. They got a good turnout, it looked like.
But someone turned up.
They did, actually. Can you believe that Canadians watch cricket? Who would have thought that?
Oh, did we? Well, you watch ice hockey. How they go on the Dogs?
They did really well last week, actually. They did really well. They won, I think, 6-2, which is, I think, the most I've ever won a game.
Do the Canadians play baseball?
Yeah,
they do.
They don't play anything.
There's like a Canadians team, I think, in MLB.
Why they've been trying to get rid of Americans, because of the walls they're having, and go cricket.
The tariffs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The Great Canadian Wall, yeah.
Those poor buggers are getting...
No, but back to sport, though. Like, Steve's movie... I watched the post-match press conference he did, and he seemed very happy. He's like, he loves doing those, you know, I guess, local games and things like that.
Well, he's going to be doing a lot of those the next 12 months. He's going to have to like doing them. He's got no choice.
I can understand he's a heaps upset about it. He's not playing nationally for Australia or whatever, but...
I reckon the Sydney Grey competition this year is going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, because they're going to have all these good players in there.
They're going to get a good turnout.
Yeah.
But remember, he's getting to travel overseas over to Canada.
Canada,
and he'd be a nice place to go to.
Oh, yeah. Canada would be
so lovely. He might have lost out on one point, but he's gained on
I'm
the
pretty
other.
Sure he's lost a lot more than just...
Yeah.
I think he could pay for a trip to Canada than getting a free trip to Canada. Doesn't seem like...
You can't make up for what happened with just going on a trip to Canada.
Yeah. It's just like one door closes and another one opens.
Well, that's it. Oh, no, I'm sure he's got... He'll be fine.
You never know, he might just decide bugger that Australia stuff. I'm just going to say in Canada.
He might play for Canada for the World Cup in cricket.
Do they have a World Cup cricket?
I think they do, actually. Yeah, they do. It's India, Australia and England and New Zealand.
That's not a World Cup.
No, everyone's invited to come as long as they play cricket.
Pakistan does.
You know, but there's not a lot of countries that play cricket, so it's
just the West Indies and like Australia.
But to be fair, like India is like 1 billion people, so it's a lot of people.
Yeah, but how many of them actually play cricket?
Not India. Everyone plays cricket in India.
1 billion people play cricket.
It's the biggest cricket players in the world.
Yeah, that's the biggest
cricket competition in the world.
They love cricket over there.
Wow, okay.
They like beating the Poms just like we do.
Well, that's a good
And they like beating us as well, but anyway. Ricardo, too, he's hinting that he might be staying at Red Bull. They're making an engine switch to Honda, and that might keep him.
I thought he was leaving. What happened there?
But he was thinking about leaving, but...
His teammate doesn't listen to...
They probably offered him more money, probably.
His teammate doesn't listen to orders.
Well, I think his problem is the engine doesn't work and he can't go fast in the car because the car's too slow.
No, he got fourth place last week.
Yeah, but if his car was faster, it would be faster.
It was only because certain things happened. He got put back right back, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, he might be staying.
All right.
Maybe. And also big news in the NBA this week as well.
Kia NBA Rookie of the Year is...
Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons, Rookie
of the
Year.
Best Australian.
Good for him. That's good to hear.
That's a pretty big award, too. Like LeBron James, he's won it once.
Yeah. LeBron James is
he'd only win it once because you're only a rookie once.
Well, obviously, yes. Yeah. Can't win it twice.
Can't be a rookie 2 years in a row.
Unless you're playing something
else.
Unless
you're really bad.
Unless you're playing... You could be a rookie in Star Wars.
Oh, Wookiee. Big, that's terrible. A Wookiee. Terrible. Anyway. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah. It's good news.
He can dress up like a rookie because he looks pretty tall. Rookies are pretty tall, aren't they?
They are very tall.
Yeah.
Chewbacca was massive, yes. Yes, Glenn.
And Tasmania is not getting an A-League club. They've been kicked out of the shortlist. They're going to make some new clubs. There could be one in Wollongong. There could be some in Sydney.
Wollongong, really?
Three clubs in Sydney.
Don't they already have two Sydney teams?
They have more.
Are there any football players in Wollongong?
Yeah, they've got football players in Wollongong, Steve.
Okay,
just
checking.
Yeah. good idea. Let's check. They've got football players in there? Yep, tick, yep.
Are you sure? I think there'd be better places in Wollongong.
Yeah, so they're going to put two new clubs next for the season, after next, and more clubs in future years. So they're going to put... you know.
What are the top places they're thinking of?
Three in Sydney, three from Melbourne, one each in Brisbane, Ipswich, Canberra and Wollongong.
And they couldn't do one in Tasmania?
Yeah.
Or New Zealand?
Well, there's no stadiums.
What about
down
one
there
in New Zealand?
They've got one in New Zealand.
Is this the A-League? They're also talking about giving
another one.
Tasmania a Aussie Rules team.
They've been talking about that for quite some
they
time.
They announced it on the
they
news last night.
They talk about
it
every year when they do new teams.
They announced it on the news last night.
Interesting ones around this area, though. There could be Southwest Sydney FC. Doesn't really ring
a...
Fountain Clearance.
Isn't there already a West?
The Western Sydney Wanderers.
Yeah, why do you need like a
South? It'll be the Southwest version of them, the Southwest Wanderers.
That's ridiculous.
No, we're the Southwesties.
I don't get that. There's the United for MacArthur and the Southern Expansion, which is around like Hurstville and...
Oh, okay.
I don't know how this is going to be. It's going to be really hard for those to introduce another Sydney team, though, because like, what do you do? Like, you're kind of cutting into like... The Sydney FC Wanderers.
They're trying to do this like
and
an
not only that, you have to get money through their clubs where they have their clubs and poker machines and all these other things.
Well,
they've
got to make money somehow. But
so they announced by October who the clubs will be.
It sounds like to me they're doing like in England where every suburb has a football team.
Yeah. Well,
different divisions.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about that, so they might have to do that because FIFA wants to have a relegation and promotion system.
Oh.
And they're quite big on that because most leagues have League 1, 2, 3 and 4 and then theoretically your League 2 team, if they're really good, can get into League 1.
Like move up and things.
Which we don't.
Like they do with basketball and things like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it could be interesting.
We'll go Southwestern Sydney.
Southwestern Sydney FC.
New team to go for, I guess.
Go Southwestern Sydney.
Yeah.
They might need to get a better name. That's my only tip.
They should just call them Southwestern Sydney Wanderers.
No, I call them that. The Thunderballs.
The Thunderballs?
Yeah.
Southwestern Sydney Thunderballs.
Yeah.
This is 89.3 2GLF.
89.3
2GLF. Welcome back to the program. You're here with Mick, Glenn and Steve.
Yeah, I think so.
Aspiring for greatness today.
That's good.
We're aspiring.
What's
making you mad this week? Aspiring madness of Mick?
Malcolm Turnbull always talking about...
Oh, Malcolm Turnbull. You love Malcolm Turnbull, don't you?
Can't even get things right.
Well, neither can Bill Shorten by the looks of it this week either.
But what gets... Yeah, he was talking about aspirational. But aspirational is only for the people who are in who get inspired by other people.
If you
get put down all the time, a lot of people are not... You wouldn't be aspirational.
Of course not, because you'd feel like crap.
Yeah. So
obviously,
what they want is to make people feel better for themselves so they can have aspirations.
Yeah.
Most people have aspirations.
No, they don't.
Well, do you
have a look at low income people? Have a look at
low income people have aspirations.
Yeah, they don't want to be low income anymore.
Yeah.
No, a lot of low income people.
I was a student once, what my aspiration?
They stay
I don't want
there
to be.
Because they're on the low income and they've been put down. If everyone was a millionaire, where would the system go?
It'd be horrible, I guarantee.
Yeah. If everyone was a millionaire, we'd all be poor because they only have $1 million each.
Yeah. You'd be a poor millionaire.
Yeah.
But aspirational just depends on who you talk to and how you inspire people.
Mm.
You have to inspire people to be there.
But this is all being used to justify tax cuts, right?
Hmm?
This is to justify tax cuts.
Yeah, and that's a lot of crap.
Not really. I think the argument is quite sound in the fact that
with the tax
people
cuts,
can aspire to do more and...
Yeah, with the tax cuts, you tell me, what are they going to do when they have a shortfall on their taxes? Who's going to
complain?
Suffer? Who's going to suffer?
We'll probably have a
There'll be
deficit.
Hospital cuts, there'll be public transport cuts, there'll be everything run by the government cuts. Because
borrow money.
They wanted to reduce the competition.
Well, it's happened already, right? They had the tax cuts last time, and all that happened was now we just borrow money, we have a deficit. Yeah. Both sides of politics done the same thing. Labour's done the same thing as the Liberal Party did.
And they're trying to follow Trump.
They both done the same
trying
thing.
Trying to follow Trump. And Trump is not a very...
Surely it happened before Trump, right?
Well, the next
well,
one...
Well, happened before Trump, yes, because they cut taxes before. But some people are due a tax cut, Mick.
Yeah, the poor people should be due.
No, everyone's due a tax cut because tax has risen.
No,
because
they're
not
only, if you're only getting 500 and something as a tax cut from the Liberals as a poor person on a low income, and someone else is getting $7,000 income because they're on over $200,000, who deserves a tax cut? The poor people, because they're the ones who spend the money more.
But aren't the 7,000 still paying more as well?
Yeah, but you're missing the point of indexation, Mick. Indexation means that if your income rises because of the fact that incomes rise, not very fast at the moment, you know, the indexation rates should adjust to income, but they don't. And that's how they creep
they
up the tax rate. Yeah, they stopped doing it because they can now give you a tax cut, which is not really a tax cut.
It is a tax cut. Cause
no, it's not. It's just adjusting because everything gets risen every year because
they're
not adjusting the tax
system. One place of the...
They've got a few structural changes they're planning to make.
Because you're losing the 37% or whatever that was. Mm. And it used to be up to 50% at one stage.
Well, it is still up to 50% pretty much for some people as well. Mm. If they're over 180 grand, they're paying 49.5 cents on those cents over the dollar for that, off of Medicare and the tax rate, which is a lot of money for taxation.
Wow. Yeah, but they make big money, so they...
Yeah, but that's a lot to be taxed.
Which is why if they've got big money, they're probably going to sit there and say, do I work in Australia and get my big money here, or do I go work somewhere else?
Who cares? They can go anywhere. Get rid of them, they're not Australians when they say that.
Oh, not Australian.
That's un-Australian.
That's un-Australian to work anywhere else.
Because they don't want to pay tax.
Yeah. Well, we all dream might be coming true. The Labor State, the proposal being put together for the Labor State Conference is to have speeding fines. It's quite a controversial proposal. Based on your income.
I believe in that.
So basically, if you're poor, you will pay less to speed. And then you pay more if you're rich. So basically, they'll have it means
that's
just
balancing it out.
That's unfair, though.
No, it isn't.
They all equally speed, don't they?
$600 to a person on a low income.
How about don't speed?
How much is it on a low income? Of, say $20,000 or $20,000?
Well, currently it's $109. They're proposing to cut the fine for people speeding under 10Ks now to $36.
Oh, right.
And then if you're the highest income owner, you'll pay $312.
Wow.
It's pretty controversial in a way. But
I think it's unfair.
How much does Malcolm Turnbull make in an hour?
Yeah, but what's that got Malcolm Turnbull got to do with it?
I don't understand what Malcolm Turnbull... He's rich, we know.
He's the richest person in the... state in the federal parliament.
Who cares, Mick? Get over it.
He earned his money, Mick. Get over it. Move on.
But the thing that's really interesting for this proposal that's been put together is that the highest income earner is going to be classed as $76,000 a year, which is...
That's pretty high for...
Well, it's not very high when their average wage in the country is around
$83,000. When's it 83,000? It used to be 50,000 before.
Well, the medium income is about... It doesn't seem like a very high amount of money. It sounds like a bit of a way to increase the fines for everybody.
Except the poor.
Except the poor get a discount, so I don't know.
Usually the poor... Remember how one of the blokes in the Liberal Party said, oh, poor people don't drive cars because...
Well, some of them don't, no, because they can't afford one.
That's right.
And fines are probably another reason for that. I don't know. I think it's kind of a good idea. But I think
it's a better idea because...
But I think you've got to be careful. It's just not a way to increase the revenue, though.
It is.
No, I think in Sweden or Switzerland, when you do a parking fine, it's taken on the value of either the value of the car or the value of what the person earns for the year.
Yeah,
which
but the thing is that this proposal, Mick, is that... This doesn't really solve the problem for rich people. It just solves the problem for middle-class people. So they're targeting the middle class, and they're not targeting what you would call the super rich. So this proposal is saying up like the highest income, 76,000, but someone on 200,000 pays the same as someone who's on 76. It's a pretty half-assed proposal.
Yeah, but you just told me that's all wrong, because you should be all equal. No,
I didn't say it was all equal. I have disagreement with it, but
I
think...
Steve?
Steve.
I said they should be
communist
equal.
Steve.
Oh, very communist. Yes.
He's a socialist.
Everyone should pay the same.
And get the same income?
Yep.
No, it's got nothing, to do with same income. I'm talking about when it comes to fines.
Yeah, I think.
It should be the same for everyone.
No,
that's stupid.
Okay, if a bloke's making $1 million, he parks and gets a parking ticket for $20. $10 or $20 doesn't mean nothing.
But is $312 going to make a difference?
No.
So, yeah. So, I think your idea of that might be a little bit more extreme.
No.
Controversial, I don't know.
They should pay the same.
But I don't understand. Like, if you're going to cut it for poor people, wouldn't that be a bad impact as well? Because wouldn't that mean that now $36 is not a lot of money? So, if you, like, speed a little bit, and $36. Mm.
They can spare it. They can speed whenever they like.
Might speed now.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how to speed. Jump off a cliff and speed down. Yeah.
That's right. Gravity will help
you
speed.
Now, Bill Shorter's in trouble this week too. Apparently, he changed his tax plan midstream.
At least he changed his tax plan. But
his
tax plan is
so
under,
stupid,
he's been
though.
Under pressure all this year with the bloody government calling him Bill Short Bill or...
Backflip Bill.
Backflip Bill or anything. Yeah. They've been pushing him all the time.
But the problem is
you don't hear him going... You don't hear the Liberals calling each other mongrels or stuff like that. They just call one person and it's just like having a gang of 20 or whatever,
yeah,
jumping on top of one person.
Well, that's because he's your position leader, so they're trying to pick on him.
That's right. He'll get replaced, won't he?
And it's not a very good scene
but
to show kids.
But his policy's pretty rubbish, though.
No, yeah.
No, it's got a flaw in it, right? He's got a flaw. So basically, once you get to $50 million as a company, your tax rate changes. Hmm. At $50 million, you go at an extra 2.5% tax. So why wouldn't it progressively change? Just all of a sudden, your income tax change, your tax changes by 2.5% when you go over the turnover by just even a dollar over.
Yeah, it's the
million.
Same. What about you, for your tax? What happens when?
But it's
you
proportional.
Have
you pay 25. Well, no, but it's progressive. But it's only on the. You have income limits, so you. Yeah. It's tiered. They're not. His proposal
this
not
is tiered.
Tiered,
isn't it?
No, it isn't. He's basically saying that once you go a dollar over 50 million, you pay 27.5 on everything. It's half-assed.
Have you seen
absolutely half?
Have you seen how much tax are paid by the multinational companies?
I've no problem with his proposal. It's just he needs to think it through a little bit more. He's got a big flaw in there.
He was asked. He wasn't even thinking.
He missed
about
the point.
He
there.
Was asked that question. It sort of sprung on him.
Yeah.
And he was saying yes, yes, yes to everything else, and he kept on saying yes.
We could have said I don't know, and be honest.
But how many come on, Glenn. You know politicians aren't honest.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. He took the words right out of my mouth.
That's right, Mick.
Yeah. Anything else making you mad this week, Mick?
Oh, a few more later.
Okay. keep them warm. Keep them warm.
89.3 2GLF.
Welcome back to the program. You're here on The Wild West with Glenn, Mick and Steve.
Who's Captain Pat?
You know.
He's gone missing.
Anyway. Back to Liverpool.
Time for the Wild West segment, though.
Big news this week.
Oh, so much to cover, Glenn. It's like, wow.
The budget fallout continues.
Yes. One of the, I guess, the things that people are happy about it is the whole upgrade to Liverpool Hospital.
They are very happy, yes, I'd imagine.
Which they're calling a health city.
Health city?
I don't think it's going to be that.
But when does the money come to upgrade?
Well, that.
Well, it's going to take a long time to build it. But
well, that's it, mate.
Well, unfortunately, the other people in Liverpool may be happy. The people in Fairfield, well, the local MP isn't happy. Is there an election coming up? Guy Sangari and the local member there, Hugh McDermott, was outside the hospital last week, and they're complaining that Fairfield Hospital got no money.
$0.
Zero money. No upgrades there. No health city in Fairfield. They suffered 8 years under the government, and they've been forced to move one failed budget after another. I don't actually know the last time they've upgraded Fairfield Hospital.
Don't hear anything about Fairfield
Hospital.
I
don't think that government.
Fairfield used to be a portable. It was built on portable housing things just after the war. And if you would have seen it was just rubbish.
But I do think it's a bit of a silly argument, though. Like, if you're saying the hospital at Liverpool gets upgraded and the one at Fairfield doesn't, well,
that's kind of
isn't Fairfield and Liverpool pretty close? So, and like,
but maybe they're thinking they don't need to upgrade Fairfield because Liverpool's going to be massive.
Well, yeah, it would seem a bit
silly. Yeah, but it's also what happens to a person who needs to be in Fairfield straight away in an accident.
Well,
and they can't transport
it. But it's still there.
It's like 5 minutes or so, right? It's not that far away.
The traffic is horrendous going to
Fairfield. Then you have a paramedic that does that. The ambulance helps you in that
transport. Like
always. Yeah. They might have to put him into something really quickly.
Yeah, well, and then the hospital is there.
And the hospital, Fairfield Hospital, is quicker than Fairfield.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they got the facilities to
hope
for now.
Yeah,
but the project is expected to be completed by 2026. Mm. So that's not far off.
But have you seen how many hospitals they've started to build, a private government one? Mm. And that's not right.
That's on the Northern Beaches, right? They're building
Northern
one
Beaches.
There run by a private operator.
And the last time they did it, it failed.
Oh, that's not good. You don't want hospitals failing.
No.
Don't let your hospital fail.
That.
That's my tip of the day.
That's the quote of the week.
Don't let them fail. Now, there's also people a bit unhappy about the plans to upgrade the car parking at Emerson Park, Casula, and at Leppington. The government announced $500,000 to plan for it, but not actually build it in the year ahead. So the local member, Melanie Gibbons, has said that she's really happy about it, and she thinks it's the responsible way to go to plan first and then announce a figure. Then look at whether we need to purchase land, pick a preferred location, then allocate the appropriate funding and build the best possible outcome for commuters.
Mm.
Picking a figure out of thin air doesn't help the project get built, so they're not going to put a number on it yet, which means it may be a little bit further away than hoped. Mm. I don't know why that was not planned for already, because you build a train station in a new area where you not think people might drive to it, where nothing, there's no bus service there.
These town planners and these designers,
like, it's
they
not
don't
hard.
Live in real life. That's why they don't think.
They live in fantasies. Yeah.
That was the least unexpected thing to ever happen. You build a $1.5 million railway line.
No, it's because they're so wrapped on their idea, they don't think of...
They're wrapped in...
They don't think of what's to come with it.
Yeah, they have to prove that they are being employed because they have to prove that that's what their job is. Yeah.
Then, like as Glenn said, they realise, people need to get there.
Yeah. Next off, it needs to have traffic lights because then there'll be too much traffic getting in the car park and then...
Wow.
I don't know. It's I don't understand. Silly. For the whole city at the moment, there's this whole problem where mathematics must be failed in the planning department.
Oh, of course.
You know, why is the road busy? Because you built too many units in that street.
Because there's a population boom or something.
If you put 5,000 people in the street, what thing's going to happen?
Yeah.
Or buy cars. They've got car parking spaces. What do the people do with car parking spaces? Put cars in them. Then they've got a car and they drive them. Is that radical?
That's crazy talk.
Sorry,
Glenn.
I'm just
now you're getting crazy.
Whoa. God.
But you know, speaking of cars,
sorry, I'll stop my rant now.
Yeah, you can't have rants. I'm the only one who can have rants.
We'll have Mad Glenn soon.
It will be, yeah.
But speaking of angry people though, Heathcote Road, they're going to be doing, obviously upgrading it.
About damn time.
No, but the thing is,
it should have been done.
The local government has said that they're going to move the upgrade up closer, but they haven't said when.
It should have been four lanes for a long time. It's only two lanes at the narrowest point at the bridges.
Well, the river bridge right around there. Yeah, that's what they're going to make
wider.
I think
they are putting a new bridge in as well. There's a new bridge.
They're going to widen it, I think.
I think there's a new bridge going in now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Hopefully, they're hoping by in the new year, but... I don't expect that to happen. That's kind of not that far off.
Mm.
6 months, right?
It's going to be all the road either. It's going to be a long project to build the whole entire way.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Most of it's two lanes each way, except where the bridges are and they start going down the hills.
That will cause congestion, though.
But also, too, there's a whole proposal down that side of the area to redevelop along that Heathcote Road as well.
It should be developed.
Well, it's going to be because the landowners there, which is an Aboriginal group, have got plans they have for quite some time to redevelop.
Idiots.
Well, they want to profit out of the land, so they're idiots. If you own the land and you can zone
you
it as...
No one owns land.
Well, they do because they've got a title deed.
No one owns land. It's only in their land on the house. I don't own the land. So no one owns
they're
land.
They're land watchers.
Well, the government says you own the land from all intensive purposes, I think we can say.
Legally
what
speaking.
What will happen will be...
They can take it of a waif, but...
And in the end, what will happen... All these developments will wipe out all the trees in the I can see from my place.
Mm. And that's all that matters. As long as Mick can see a tree.
No, you have to have a place where
you do. You need oxygen.
You
right?
need from oxygen. Trees, yeah. trees produce and they also filter out the air as well.
Yeah.
So if you take away your oxygen, take away your trees.
But you can have
you got
the trees between the apartments.
No,
though,
you don't.
Right?
Get a pot plant.
You take that away. What's happened? They find that trees have been cut down in mass things. They find rainfall drops.
Now, a big proposal change in schools this week too. It was announced the government's reviewing the use of smartphones in schools.
I did like reading that because I think they should ban phones in schools.
Oh, come on. Do they ban phones at your work?
We had no phones in our school when I was going.
We need them at work.
Oh, you need them at work, yeah. It's what I love. All these adults are like, the kids don't need phones at work and all the adults are on their smartphones
at work.
They're
on their Facebook and Twitter and stuff.
Mm. Why do they need phones? They don't need... We didn't use phones in
school. I didn't use phones in high school.
I did.
So they don't need it.
Yeah. How old are you, Steve?
I'm pretty old.
Christ. I had my big Nokia phone. It was the size of a brick.
Yeah, that's right. And you played Snake on it?
Played Snake in the class. And then I get a phone call and say, sorry, miss, need to take a call. Very important.
No. Then they turn your stuff off.
No, I think they should ban it in schools, though.
No, but they actually use it in classes, though.
They shouldn't be using
it.
I
can understand using it for educational purposes. But these kids are using it to film fights and crap like that.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be using it in classes at all. Of course,
schools
should supply the relevant...
smartphones for the
relevant...
Kids. No, for like education things, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like iPads and things like that, right? Yeah.
Which you can't take out and make phone calls.
Oh, you can.
No, but that's what they should be...
No, I know. Take out the functions and use it for...
Apparently they're talking about putting like a phone plan where you can only ring your parents.
There is already one that way.
What ridiculous nonsense. Were you a kid, would you like go, oh my God.
I don't call my parents on my phone.
But what's going to stop a kid finding a SIM card that you can buy at a supermarket and then activate the card?
Yeah, but I hope kids aren't that intelligent. Because kids are stupid, Glenn.
Right, of course kids are stupid. I forgot.
There is a SIM card.
They'll never figure this internet stuff out.
There is a plan for kids to be only ringing their parents.
That's ridiculous.
There is a plan already for it.
I don't think kids are going to sign up for that.
Yeah. They
don't pay for the phones. They don't pay the bills.
I think that's just...
Oh, but some of them do. They have their own jobs and things.
Oh, yeah. Three-year-old or four-year-old or seven-year-old.
Well, that's the problem. Anyone under, 16 shouldn't be using the phone. See, that's the problem.
16?
Yes.
No, 18.
You're so old. old people.
If you can drink, you can use the phone.
And then get off my lawn as well. That'd be great.
In France, they've banned it from school grounds completely.
See, they got the right idea, France.
And they banned the burqa, too.
They banned the burqa,
the
phone.
Okay, well, that's a bit wrong. What's next?
I think it's okay to have a phone at school. I don't think it's a problem.
No, but
I think when you're in class, you should pay attention. And people at work should do that as well.
You know what they should do? Fine, have phones at school, but they should have them in, a box during the actual class.
No, that's
Then once the class is over, they can take their phone and go do whatever the hell they like.
You swipe the phone.
But you're terrible teachers.
I'd be the greatest teacher. Put your phone in the bin.
Remember, that's where he works.
It's a box. Where's my phone gone? It's gone.
See that bin marked box? Throw it in there.
Where's my phone gone, sir? What phone? You had a phone?
No, but they should be locked away during class.
But what about these adults doing it as well? Like at workplaces and stuff?
Yeah, but
you've
got to take calls, Glenn. We've got meetings.
No, but some of these people don't have calls. Like, you go to a shop sometimes and they're on their phone.
Oh,
like,
no, I know. I find that completely rude.
Can you serve me at the shop?
They get run over when ones they that are cross on calls. The road looking at them.
Or people in cars. I saw four people this week in cars using their mobile phones.
No.
Have you caught the train recently?
The worst ones are.
Caught the train recently?
I'm on the train. I've got my phone on. Got my headphones.
If you have a look at 99% of people on their phones.
Down on their phones.
Got
their headphones in.
Yeah.
But the worst is people on their phones walking at pedestrian crossings or walking across the road at all. That's very dangerous.
That is dangerous.
Yeah. We're all mad today.
Keep it mad. 89.3
2GLF. Glenn and Steve and Mick, as always.
Indeed. The World Cup happening, The Simpsons predicted it all, as always.
Hey, Dad, how come you never taken us to see a soccer game?
I don't know.
You'll see all your favorite soccer stars, like Arriaga, Arriaga 2, Barriaga, Aruglia, and Pizzuzza.
Oh, I never heard of those people.
And they'll all be signing autographs. Woohoo! This match will determine once and for all which nation is the greatest on earth, Mexico or Portugal.
Right, if they end up in the final, Steve, the Simpsons would predict another thing.
They've predicted so much. Trump as president.
Yeah. Lisa Simpson as president.
Yeah.
That never happened yet.
No, they were close with Hillary. But
close enough. Looks a similar type.
But Portugal and Mexico, how close are they realistically, though? Could it happen?
Yeah, of course it can. Anything can happen in life.
No, obviously, but...
Yeah, they're both in the round of 16.
Oh, okay.
So, they're there.
So, it could happen.
It could happen.
Yeah.
I thought the soccer match was over. Soccer portion of sports.
No, this is the TV sports portion of... and soccer is quite big.
The Simpsons predicted it'd be Portugal and Mexico in the finals.
That's their tip.
Yeah.
Now, also, SBS had a controversy this week too. Unbelievably disgraceful, SBS. Oh. Announcing people's names correctly. They should hang their heads in shame,
really. They should
just
get fired.
They should get fired. Who would have thunk it?
Get fired.
Oh, dear. Here we go. Here's Lucy somebody. How do you say her last name?
No idea. I'm not even going to try and pronounce it.
It adds a lot to our coverage, and it's very important.
Thank you, Foz. Thank you. It means a lot to me, first and foremost, because of the legacy that Les put in place, and also the sentiment behind it, which is that you're not pronouncing it for anybody other than the nation that you're covering, and out of respect to them, you're pronouncing it for them. So when I have had Colombians, for example, write to me and say, I've been living in Australia for 37 years, and constantly having my name mispronounced has always been a difficulty for me. To have it pronounced correctly is really quite touching. That is why we do what we do at SBS. That is why I'm proud, so beyond proud, to work for SBS, because it's always been about servicing the minority and about respecting the cultures that we have in Australia and the wonderful multicultural aspects. I'm glad you mentioned...
Why in the hell would anyone go on Twitter and complain about people pronouncing names correctly?
Because it's the internet. They complain about anything.
That's why
that is just bizarre.
A lot of immigrants change their name to... to an English version.
Shouldn't need to.
Well, like shorten it or
something. To make it easier for news presenters to pronounce their names properly.
Yeah. They do.
They shouldn't need to.
Oh, a good example would be an anglified thing of, which is an Irish name, Doherty. They call it Doherty.
Doherty.
And other names anglicised thing. Like Smith. Smith.
But like, things always good when they pronounce names properly.
Brown.
I don't see the problem.
I've got an easy to pronounce name, so I'm not really the part of the problem here.
Yeah. Did you try pronouncing the names? Why?
Oh, some of the names I have to pronounce, some of those football
people
are quite difficult.
Okay.
Some of the, like, they're not like names that roll off to be your tongue.
Not like Smith
Craig
or Doherty.
Foster, like, that's pretty hard to pronounce.
Yeah, Glenn.
Lucy Sillick, very hard to pronounce.
Stay off the internet.
There's other names.
I know, people get complaints now. They're pronouncing
the names
properly.
There's other languages which have different vocal cords movements.
Yeah.
And when we do it, we haven't got it because we haven't
been
doing
it. But if you're broadcasting the World Cup and you're on SBS, you've got to pronounce them properly.
You might want to know how to
say it. Kind of, that's what you expect. I think if they didn't pronounce it properly, maybe you should get angry on Twitter.
Or they could always print it up and say, here's pronunciation.
Or just call them by their numbers.
Or call them by a nickname. That's the best way.
21 puzzles to 12. Can't say the other guy's name. What's his face?
Don't know.
Or Curly Bear, Fives is the Fox, and...
just give him code names.
And there's the Roo, jumping through.
And there's the Roo.
Now, talking about names you can pronounce, this show is coming soon to ABC and YouTube.
To apply for a job!
I'm your marriage therapist for today.
I will be back on Thursday. Please do a good job on her.
That's just a little bit of a clip, but Super Wog.
Yeah,
it's a comedy show that's being put together as part of the Skip Ahead initiative. It is going to have... It's been quite popular on YouTube.
Originally on YouTube, yeah.
On YouTube, but it's going to ABC. It'll stream later this year. Seems quite funny. A bit out there.
I laughed. Yeah. I thought it was pretty... I've heard it's been around for a while, and it's a pretty funny show. General, Australian stereotypes of wogs.
It's a misunderstood dysfunctional superbog family, so they struggle to navigate life in the Australian suburbs.
That sounds very similar like the SBS one for the...
Houses, yeah.
No, not the houses, for the Muslims.
Which one? The one they recently had,
yeah.
That was a good show, by the way.
So Superbog is a girl's fast food obsessed teenager. That's one of the characters.
As you do.
So
probably the angry father.
Where's it being shot at?
In Victoria.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Southwestern Victoria.
Place to be.
Geelong or something, probably. Either way.
Anywhere in Melbourne will do.
It looks pretty funny, though. I'll give it a shot.
You give it a shot?
I laughed.
Is it better than Sando?
Yes, definitely. I actually laughed at this.
And that was just from the 2 seconds preview that you had.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big call.
Sando, probably my worst show of the year, I think. I'm looking forward to that.
Worst show of the year. I also back to the World Cup quickly, too. Egyptian commentator, after they lost with Saudi Arabia, died of a heart attack.
Oh, wow.
Quite unfortunate. He was quite affected by the poor performance of the national team and couldn't, and obviously they tried to revive him, but he was dead before he got to hospital.
Wow. Was that because he was just, commentating too hard, or...?
I think he was just emotional that he lost and...
I had a heart attack because they lost.
There was another heart attack or heart thing with Pelé. Pelé?
Pelé.
Pelé. Yeah.
What happened with Pelé?
He was in the stands going, yeah,
for
his team.
Yeah.
And they had to check him out because he looked like he was having a heart attack. There.
Oh, no.
Medicing.
Pelé, his name.
Pelé or whatever.
Pelé. Oh.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, whoever that is.
Soccer guy, I assume. Football, right?
Yeah, football guy, yeah.
Okay. Back to television, though. The world's best. Logies are on tomorrow.
Can't wait. See, I will be not watching it all night.
Oh, don't worry, Glenn. I'll be there right with you not watching it.
Me three.
No, but it is on tomorrow for those that do care. And the
Gold Logie's getting
gold
a bit.
Logie. It's going to be maybe a tie between Amanda Keller and Grant Daniel, depending whom you like.
What about Tracy?
Maybe Tracy. Yeah, could be Tracy. Could be.
Grant Daniel's leading the tweets though.
Oh well, there you go. That's
people on Tweet know how to vote.
They're not a complaint. That's for sure. Tracy as well, maybe. I don't know. I think Grant's going to get it. I hope not. But who's Andrew Winter? Oh, Andrew Winter. I don't know who.
He's hosting Houses Australia and Foxtel.
Oh, okay.
And Love It and List It. And witty real estate agent guy.
Right.
He's actually quite funny. I actually like his show.
Okay, well, so he might... He's probably got more interest from the voters, I assume. I wouldn't be surprised if he does win, though.
Oh, it'd be surprising, because he's not on free-to-air TV. Also, he was on Seven for a while.
Was he?
Because they were showing repeats of selling houses, I think.
Well, that doesn't count.
Well, it does. It was on the fadeaway. Like, people would know who he was then.
No, no. And then also Roger Corso and Jessica Murray are in the running as well, I think.
Who are they?
Actors.
Actors.
That are actually on television. Okay.
Now, apparently Carl considered to quit today as well.
Did he?
He had really thought about it. He reckons he's the world's most boring effing man. And he doesn't understand why people are following him around all the time.
Because he's amazing. He's funny.
Who?
Carl Stefanovic.
Yeah.
He's interesting.
He goes to work, he goes home, and he goes for walks. I have Ugg boots, my tracksuit pants, my AC/DC t-shirt, watching Stan in front of the fire. It's as exciting as I get.
But no.
I don't know. I've seen him on the Daily Mail.
He drinks a lot, doesn't he?
He also has nice yachts, hangs out with Packer occasionally. Yeah. I don't know.
Talks crap about people in taxis.
Well, yes, he has some good taxi trips.
With his brother, so he's quite interesting. Yeah, he's an interesting guy.
I think he gets too much attention, possibly.
Oh, way too. No, I think any of these morning show people get too much attention, especially like Samantha Armitage
But he did say to TV Tonight that it's been a tough 2 years, but... There's a lot more people in the world going through hardship than Carl Stefanovic.
Oh, yeah.
Never a truer word said. We can agree on that one.
Right.
Not as tough as Mick's life.
Mick's life? Your life is tough, Mick?
No, yeah.
But Carl's rich, though. Like you were saying it before earlier. He's probably true. He'd be unhappier than you, though. Yeah. You'll be happier.
Mm. He doesn't ride a Triumph.
Ah.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't. That is it.
That's why no one cares about him.
If he did, it'd be on the Daily Mail, right?
Well, that's right. Speaking of not a great life, though, Heather.
Denia rides a bike. He rides a.
He jumps Harley out of Davidson. Planes and everything.
He rides anything.
He rides a Harley Davidson.
Harley Davidson jumps out of planes. Does whatever.
No, that's the other bloke. He does the weather on Channel 7.
Isn't that morning? Oh, who are you talking about?
Yeah, who are you
said Grant Daniel, didn't you?
Yeah, I made a mistake. See, I can go back on
Race car driver.
Is that
right?
Who you mean? He used to be a race car driver?
Yeah, he used to be.
We're talking about the same
guy. No, but he's another bloke.
He's not on Sunrise anymore. He moved on from Sunrise. He progressed.
He used to race Utes. He's raced at Bathurst at Utes, and I think he's been in the full Bathurst 1000.
Oh, so okay.
As a standby driver.
Oh, wow.
But there's another bloke who does the weather
on
Channel 7, usually on the weekends.
James Tobin?
He rides.
Oh, I like
he
him.
He rides
a
Harley.
He's a good guy. Oh, really?
Yeah. He's a good guy. You know him well, right?
Yeah,
you watch the weather every week.
He seems like a good guy.
We forgot to mention, too, when we talk about Grant Denyer, is that he was interviewed by Tom Gleason this week. Was it like this week or a couple of weeks?
This is his second interview with Tom Gleason.
I don't know why he subjects himself to that, but it was quite telling, really.
Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Let's chat. Hard! You were nominated for a Gold Logie for Family Feud, which has been axed. Are the Logies broken?
I think it's a lovely way to send out Family Feud. Go out with a bang. If I had known it was this easy to get nominated, I would have had all my shows axed a long time ago.
That's a good tip to anybody who wants a God Loki next year. Get your show axed.
Yeah, I've got an axe at home. Will that work?
No.
Don't get a God Loki for that. You might get arrested, but nonetheless, worth a shot.
Oh, he had an axe.
He did.
Yeah.
He got multiple axes.
Yeah, multiple axes. Yeah.
And he was going to say, if I would have known earlier, I would have got all my arms.
That's exactly what he said. Yeah.
This is a stand-up New York Labs production.
Segment, though. I do suggest checking out.
I do like it when Tom Gleason talks about that.
Tom Gleason's good. I'm glad that Hodge Quiz is doing pretty well, and he might win for
ABC.
His subject. Yeah,
ABC wins a lot of Logies, different things.
Now, ABC this week to announce it's going to change Australia Plus overseas to ABC Australia.
I mean, that's simple enough.
Why is it called Australia ABC Plus before?
I don't know.
Why do they put a plus for? What was the plus for?
To make it sound greater than it is.
Well, sound like a
better than ABC minus.
A hero team like the plus fours.
You mean Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
Plus four.
So what's happening with your old friend, though, from Melrose Place, Steve?
Yes, Heather Locklear got arrested for assaulting police. Who would have thought that?
Again?
Yeah, probably. Not good, no. These stars, like, you know, they get big in the 90s and then it goes to their head. They make all their money. They get into drugs and alcohol and then...
So what happened to you, right, Steve?
Well, that's it. Now I'm here.
Good fun on drugs and
this is my community service.
It's your community service, and you're stuck here.
No, but it's a shame to hear when that happens, especially, you know, for anyone, really. I guess.
Yeah.
Not just really actors, but anyone.
Now, the ABC's going to be weird on Q&A on Monday night.
What happened?
They're going to have a guest host.
Oh, really?
Hamish McDonald from The Project.
It's not the first time.
That's only because he does RN Breakfast.
They don't really have that other annoying lady that's on The Breakfast Show.
Yeah, from the Melbourne.
Virginia.
The Virginia always biased Trevally.
Oh, no.
She's always so biased.
Yeah.
She's like ABC biased in one.
But I thought ABC is not meant to be biased.
Oh, but she's so biased. You hear her
of
on
course
this
she is.
She's
but like you have to have both biased. Views. You have to have both views.
Yeah. Hamish will do have the other view. She'll have the bias view.
Yeah, but she's just meant to like present the news bulletin. It can't be that hard, right?
It is for her.
Clearly she struggles.
She does. But also ABC, the Gogglebox art show debuted.
Now, did you watch it?
I did watch it. It was pretty good.
What's it? As good as the Gogglebox TV show?
I like Gogglebox more, to be honest.
You're not really a Wimbledon? No, not really. Really an art person?
No, not really.
No. But did they take the mickey out of the art? Or
I didn't watch it all, to be honest. I watched a bit of it, but...
Was it?
It was pretty good.
They were being serious, like arty-darty
people?
No, there
were some. No, oh, some were, and some were just like normal people.
Because one of my favourite characters on the Gogglebox show is the art couple.
Oh, well, they would probably do well on it.
Because they'd do well. They'd probably be too serious. Because yeah. They're great on the TV one, because they're literally taking the mickey out of the television, going, like, who would watch this ridiculous show? And
they're watching it.
And they're watching it, obviously, because they get, obviously, paid to watch it.
Oh, of course.
They like it.
I think they like the fame they're getting now, that's why.
Yeah.
But they don't get the gold logos, do they? Only the...
The producers and the channel network and things. Yeah. But I am going to watch the rest of it, because so far I enjoyed it. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
No, just suggest checking it out. That's what everyone's a critic. There we go.
Now, Roseanne, too. Backtracking?
Yeah, as you do.
She basically was feeling remorse, not just repentance. She's taking a step. She was crying. She had a radio interview during the week.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. She's taking it pretty hard.
Yeah, because she realised that, well, her career's pretty much done.
Yeah, well, she said she'd never have wittingly called any black person a monkey.
Well, you probably shouldn't unwittingly.
It was on
either.
The tweet, so I don't really follow, but nonetheless... Mm, mm. So she was very upset about it, and I'm sure she probably is.
She's very remorseful.
She's been talking about Monkey, the TV series.
She wasn't, though, unfortunately. She's very remorseful, obviously, and it's sad to see.
I think she's been a bit, like, I don't know, pretty extreme to axe them on show, but...
And fire them and say, hey, you can't have anything to do with, you know, like the show you
like,
created.
You know, she does make a lot of crazy tweets.
Oh, yeah, but that's her. Like, a lot of people do dumb things.
Look at Trump. Look at the tweets he makes.
Yeah.
Now, this is a weird story this week, though. This is probably the weirdest story of the week. Do you remember that Corey guy from Current Affair back in the summer year?
The one with the glasses.
With the glasses, had his big party and everything. Yeah.
He's a party animal.
Guess who's employed him?
Channel 7?
Channel 9. Really? He's going to be on Ninja Warrior.
Oh, really? Wow.
He's hilarious.
Is he a Ninja Warrior or not?
I'm surprised. How well is he going to...
Oh. I can't wait if he gets interviewed as the winner of Ninja Warrior with... what's the other lady that gave him a hard time last time?
Wasn't Tracy or someone?
Tracy's offsider.
No,
it was
Anna
Karen? It was somebody. It was some... Lisa, the one... I don't know. Laura McKinnon or someone. It was one of them.
Layla McKinnon.
That's it. Get their name
They have
right.
to bring her back if he wins.
That's it. Bring her back and say, what were you thinking last night when you lost this?
But are you going to have a party afterwards?
Of course he would.
It'd be a great party. I reckon Ninja Warrior.
Has he changed, though? Is it like a current photo or something?
Yeah, he's still very similar to what he was.
Okay. He's famous.
He's got the same attitude.
Because I remember they interviewed him, like, I think it was 10 years later or something, or 5 years or something.
That's right, yeah.
And he changed. Like, he was kind of changed, sort of changed, but...
But now he's kind of, you know, a bit of a...
He'd be older. He'd be older.
Isn't infamous, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so...
Wow.
That's...
It'd be interesting to check out. Just people are going to watch it just to see him get, hurt and fall down and things.
Basically, yes. Signed up already.
Pretty much.
What's the difference between Ninja Warriors and Spartans?
Different networks?
Yeah. Same thing, Mick, just different networks.
It's one goes and then they bring out another one.
It's the same as all these cooking and reality shows, Mick. It's all the same crap, just different paint. Different coat of paint.
It's like everyone else doing shows like ours. Yeah, same coat of paint.
Yeah, Mick, people steal ideas, remember?
Also, John Goodman, too, by the way. He is getting another show on HBO.
I know, it's really good. Danny McBride and John Goodman. That's going to be amazing.
I think it'll be funny.
Oh, of course, it'll be really good.
You think it'll be funny?
I guarantee you it's going to be.
The Righteous Gemstones, apparently.
It's going to be hilarious.
A gemstone Trevangelist family with a long tradition of deviance, greed, and charitable work in the name of Jesus.
Wow. They sound like Mormons, but they're going to be traveling.
Greed and charitable work. I can't think of two great combinations.
Sounds like a dramedy, probably a dramedy.
These streaming things are talking about trying to get Australian content so
for
much.
For quotas to quotas fill, yeah, on. Yeah.
Mm. Which they should do.
Well, there's a lot happening, actually. Like,
yeah.
I think it was...
I don't know if quotas will make a huge difference, though, because the streaming networks don't bring in...
No, they don't.
You they can't make a lot of content on those networks.
Like streaming a English program without any subtitles straight to Russia or straight to someone who doesn't speak English.
Mm. But that's the internet, right? I can watch German television tomorrow or Russian television with no subtitles.
So what's Australian television? Isn't that important as well?
Mm. Yeah, but you can watch that as well.
Yeah.
And if you want to teach people Australian culture who come from overseas, you show them on their TV shows.
What do you teach overseas people about Australia? Which show would you pick?
Yeah, which TV show would represent Australia?
Hard quiz.
Frontline, maybe.
Superwog.
I think Superwog.
Or Howzo's. Been a lot.
No, but that's a different representation.
I don't know. You may not want that representation.
I think they usually show them Australia or like Skippy or something.
Skippy. Oh, God, I love Skippy.
That was a great show. Speaking of streaming services, though, Stan has picked up a new Russell Crowe series. I feel like that's pretty interesting.
It's going to be Roger Ailes. He's going to be the sexist news boss.
Well, they got 8 episodes of it, so that should be interesting.
What's it about?
It's about the boss of Fox News. They're doing Roger Ailes drama series on him.
Oh, right. I thought it might have been just like...
He's dead now, so they can say whatever they like about him.
Yeah, he can't defend him. Speaking of defending themselves, though, Sunrise always apologising.
Issue of IVF, more specifically about an article in a Sunday paper regarding what one woman referred to as an addiction she felt she had to fertility treatment in the hope of conceiving a baby. Some viewers thought this headline was written by us, but it was not.
IVF like betting on pokies, apparently.
And who do you think complained, Glenn? Which area complained?
Was it on Twitter? Or social media?
Yes, social media.
Do I get a prize?
You don't. But viewers complained about, obviously, the discussion. It was over the Daily Telegraph article that they were talking about, as these morning programs usually do talk about from articles.
Yes, like we've done earlier today.
But as what we do every week.
We really do that? I didn't know that.
Mick, did you know we don't come up with these stories ourselves?
No, I didn't know. I thought it was just made false news.
That's it. Yeah, usually.
No, but as the internet does, they complain and blame Sunrise, and now Sunrise have to apologise like they did. And it's rinse and repeat.
It was pretty ordinary story.
I think they should stay away from topics.
Like, how do you get addicted to IVF out of interest?
They do, didn't you read the
article? Keep having babies, it's so addictive. Might have some more.
It's very addictive.
So easy.
Don't have to pay any taxes because you've got so many deductions.
They got 2,000 angry people, though, which I think
is was that it?
Who
cares?
Just a lot for a...
Just block them.
It's a lot for a weekend program, though.
How much do they normally get?
I only have 300,000 people watching it on average, so...
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
It's quite a fairly good response rate. You got people enraged.
The other thousands didn't care.
It's just like artwork. If you get a response, they say it's rubbish or it's good, at least you got a response.
Mm-hmm.
If they say nothing, mustn't mean very impressive.
I think just don't mention it and then move on.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't mention the war.
That's right. Don't mention that war.
Now, the Australian Open we talked about last week, how Nine didn't know if they were going to get it early or not. Well, they are going to get it, obviously. They worked out a deal with Seven to bring it closer, which is good. Earlier, I guess. Because now that they don't have anything for summer and whatnot.
Yeah.
And, they lost the cricket,
right? Very hard story for me to tell.
Well, there you go.
Also, to Sky and Nine are going to launch a new channel on free-to-air TV, Your Money. It's going to replace Sky Business.
My money's going into...
Your Money.
Oh.
It's going to be a channel, Your Money. It'll have its own channel.
I didn't agree on this.
Yes, did you not know this is happening to Your Money? No, apparently it's going to start later this year.
Okay.
So Your Money will be on TV. I don't know how they got to Your Money, but it's a bit concerning.
I want my money back.
Yes.
Channel 9 or whoever.
Well, talk about money back. It's Rebel Wilson this week's cashback.
Yes.
Wow. Like, I've heard of cashback before, but this is taking it to new levels.
What a turn of events, right?
So 4.5 million ends up being half, 600,000 less costs.
And then she has to pay Bauer back, and that's wow. She'll appeal.
Bad news for Australian Screen Projects will get funded by this, though.
That's what she should be hitting at when she has to appeal it.
Yeah. And has to pay interest as well on the 4.1 million.
Bauer must be cheering about that settlement, I think.
They'll be pretty happy about that,
I think they might.
Who is the judge in charge, eh?
Judge, what's his name?
Judge Judy.
Yeah.
No, what's his name?
I don't know. Judge, what's his name? Reciting.
I don't know who it was.
But another Russell Crowe note, though. He's put support behind a community TV project that are looking for auditions for mimes.
Mimes?
Yeah, mimes. Like a mime. Yeah, like a mime. There's a...
The Marceau special series.
Yeah, because there's a C31 program called Silent Comedy, and they're looking for mimes.
See, that's Melbourne.
Yeah, obviously. It's community TV.
There's no community TV in
New South Wales. We know, Mick.
Well, they should have went to online, Mick. We've talked about this before. They got lazy and gave up.
Great television.
They didn't get lazy. They got conned.
They gave up.
They conned.
Anyway.
Melbourne did not get conned, and they're still going. And Russell Crowe threw his support behind it, saying that people should audition for the silent comedy.
You know what? He'd be great when he's silent sometimes.
He'd be good on silent comedy, wouldn't he?
When he's throwing the phone across the room silently.
I reckon that's pretty good. It's good when they get support by big you know, Hollywood people, and I guess anyone with big exposure.
And we leave you with sad news this week. Liz Jackson, one of the journalists in the ABC that was quite courageously fighting a battle with
Parkinson's
disease, lost the battle this week.
She was over in Greece when she died.
On holiday. What a way to ruin your holiday.
Oh, that's sad.
But she was very impressive, fine journalist, lots of good stories. Mm. And her last story was probably one of the most interesting stories, where she actually talked about
herself.
Which was really?
She got a lot of prizes.
Yeah,
journalism prizes.
This is a very interesting. I actually watched this, and it was quite interesting. And I think they've got it on. I'm sure they'll have it on IVU or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But she very revealing about experiencing something that's quite a hard disease to deal with. So,
because it involves exposing my current condition to a public audience, I feel that for such a common disease and such an ill-understood disease, there's a desire to, in some senses, keep these things private, because in a way you're not the person that you were before, and you feel more vulnerable and more open to people's judgment and pity. And I don't want pity, and I don't want judgment.
89.3 2GLF. Yeah. Welcome back to the program. You're here with Glenn, Mick and Steve.
I think Mick's mad.
Mick's always mad.
Yeah.
What are you mad about this time?
They were talking, the upper part of the government in the New South Wales upper house forced the government to release costings and all these other plans for these stadiums being knocked down and rebuilt. One of the costings to assess it cost $800,000.
Yeah, it makes sense.
$800,000 just to write out a bit of paper saying, oh, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong.
Well, it's special
paper. I don't think that's true, Mick. I think you're being
And then the other part.
I think you're being a bit tabloid.
The design
there,
is, there was no business plan. There was no business plan. There was nothing. That's why they're stuffing up everywhere.
I don't think that's why they're stuffing up everywhere. I think you're being a bit, dramatic.
They stopped up on public transport, the light rail, which is called the tram, which got pulled out in the 60s.
The light rail is getting a bit annoying now. I do find it a bit annoying that George Street has no way to get around.
And then you got, they want to put
walk on it.
you walk between like the barriers and traffic control.
So all their stuff which they're building are stuffing up, and they're still going ahead with other things. And
they did build a bridge near there as well that was in the wrong place.
Yeah.
They should have put it up. They actually, because it's that bridge, you know, like that loopy bridge across Moore Park.
And it cost them four or five times.
Doesn't use it because it's easier, the traffic lights, and cross the road, because that wasn't actually broken to start with, I don't think. I just didn't know what they were trying to fix. Don't know. It was for the Cricket World Cup. They got some money. And that bridge cost, I think, $50, $60 million to put a bridge across.
Wow.
Yeah, big money.
But it's got a nice bridge. It looks very nice.
But no one uses it.
No one uses it, but it looks very nice.
It can be used as an art sculpture.
Oh, that's nice.
Apparently they're going to put more wayfinding in or something to fix that, apparently, as well, to make it a bit easier.
Just knock it down.
I just hang people off the
edges.
And build a bigger bridge. Yeah. So, but why is it a problem? They spent $800,000 investigating an option.
$800,000.
Yeah, but that sounds about right.
No, it's not. That money could have been spent on
It couldn't have been
teachers,
spent on that, because it wasn't. It's been spent.
Nurses.
Demountable rooms or something.
Yeah. Where the plant, if they
but
had
the problem is, you're trying to put, like, you're doing the stupid argument, which is like, if they didn't spend the money planning, then you complain they didn't spend the money planning, and then if they planned, you complain about the fact they spent money planning.
Then they come along and say, then they come along and say, this is supposed to be for the people. This stadium is lacking in facilities such as women's toilets. Hang on, I thought the stadium was built for everyone to use. Hey?
No, just
I think they need more toilets.
And then they said, we need more food outlets and more places to distribute products when the stadium's running. Hang on, this should have been done in the very first time when the stadium was built, not knocking it down and starting to do it again.
It's been already built, Mick.
Who was the designers and why didn't they do it? That's what you should be asking and say.
I think they might have retired
and
by now.
Who passed them for that?
I think they might have retired by now.
It still doesn't matter. These people.
It does matter because you can.
These people are incompetent.
Like 20 years ago, nearly.
They have, the more they're incompetent, the higher they get into politics.
Right.
But it wasn't politics. The guy that built the stadium wasn't a politician.
He was an architect.
He was the architect.
And why to the architect?
I don't know. He's probably retired now. And
why didn't they pick up
on his stadium money?
Why didn't they pick up the people who
well,
were...
Do you know the biggest thing? Like one of the things they've got in there, the drip line. You know what the drip line is, right?
No.
That's where the water drips off the roof.
It's 55% coverage of the drip line. Like, that's unbelievable. The lowest level of weather protection of any Tier 1 stadium in Australia. The lower bowl is uncovered.
Oh, wow.
See, this is what you paid $800,000 for, Mick.
No. To get wet?
No, someone actually researched the drip line.
That's terrible.
They had to figure out the drip line to figure out how bad it was, and they compared all the drip lines around the country to figure out...
What a waste of money.
Couldn't you just see the roof wasn't that big and we want a whole roof? Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
They could get one of those tarps from the people who fix up storm damage and throw them over.
But I think the problem with the business case, probably more to the point, Mick, is that a lot of the business case depends on a lot more events coming to Sydney and being there in the stadium, which does sound like it may be a little bit optimistic forecasting involved. And I think that's the problem with these business cases, is that the forecast can sometimes determine the outcome based on what you want it to be. Like, if you reckon...
If they don't out...
And that could be right. Maybe they'll bring more events there and maybe it will not cost the taxpayer as much money, but...
No, it's just like Darling Harbour. Have you been down to Darling Harbour and see what they've done with that new entertainment part?
Yeah, it's just quite nice.
As bad. No, it's just as bad as the entertainment centre, what they knocked down.
Well,
yeah. There was a waste of money there as well.
Well, they're thinking of rebuilding an entertainment centre in the city now.
In the same spot.
Somewhere, they haven't found a place for it yet, so they've got the idea that we need one, because they want to play, like, basketball.
They had one.
Yeah, but they had to knock it down.
Did they have to?
Because the convention centre needed to be bigger to attract more events.
Well, they can have them in the convention centre too, because the convention centre's got nice flat ground.
Hmm. Yeah, but big, you need a stadium.
It still doesn't matter.
Because people don't want to get a home bush because it's too far.
No, I wouldn't get a home bush for a game or anything.
You did?
Yeah, but I wouldn't if I had to, you know.
Yeah, no, that's true. So that is the latest on that stadium. They are thinking of building another one of those too, when they find some money between building stadiums.
Yeah.
It's very poor. It shows politicians are, because they can't even think of these little things, and they should have gone out and had a look at them.
I think you're being hysterical. I think the Sydney Football Stadium was probably world-class back in 1988, but I do think the Olympic Stadium is a bit comical, they're knocking that down, because that is a fairly new stadium.
Yeah.
That's just taking the mickey.
It's just wasting time and money.
It's a very expensive exercise to build a billion-dollar stadium and knocking it down.
Yeah. Imagine how many people could be employed by the state government. Doctors. Solicitors.
Plenty. We'll have doctors everywhere.
See, plenty. Even Michelle agrees.
Your hospitals, your nurses.
Anyway, Mick, stadiums must wait. We have to go.
That's
the world on
done.
Wheels. When are they going to build a big racetrack in the city? That's what I want to know.
Yeah,
they have.
Now,
they
big have. One, big one. They could knock down the Olympic Stadium and turn it into a racetrack.
They did have it around the Olympic Stadium.
That was the V8.
The V8, they were.
It's Newcastle.
No, it was at Sydney.
Yeah, now it's at Newcastle.
Now it's in Newcastle, Mick. Yeah,
build just a race course around the CBD.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yes. With a light rail in the middle that's not built.